As we get set to start the second half, Lebo will be leading 27-21. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have the girls' semifinal action here at 6 o'clock between Lebo Lady Wolves and Buckland. And the winner of this game will take on Axtell tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the second boys' semifinal game of the day. Lebo in there with their original starting lineup of Landon Grimmett, Luke Davies, Grayson Shoemaker, Austin Bailey, and Zach Oswald. While St. John's is coming with Joshua Towner, Tobin Schroeder, Nicholas Greenwood, Luke Bates, and Daniel Eilert. So Grimmett set the inbound. Lebo going right to left across your radio dial. Grayson Shoemaker gets it across the timeline. Shoemaker now gets in the paint. Shot is up off the glass and good, and a foul. Now with 17. That foul is on Coven Schroeder, his third. At the line for the old-fashioned three. A chance for their largest lead of the night, and it is good. The largest lead of the night, 30-21. And here comes the Blue Jays. They get the ball left side, Joshua Towner. Towner gets the ball to the right side to Schroeder. Schroeder gets it inside to Eilert. Eilert, turn around, shot's no good, and he's fouled. Daniel Eilert with five in the first half. Foul is on Luke Davies, his third. So the one Wolf with foul troubles, Luke Davies. Dominic Risner getting ready to check in. Shot is up and no good. By Eilert. Eilert now 1-2 at the free throw line. Free throw is up and good. Actually, he's now 1-3. He missed the first one. And cuts the lead to 8, 30-22. Ball goes inside to Oswald. Oswald backs in. Layup, good. Zach Oswald. Now with 7. And the lead's back up to 10 for Lebo. Ball goes over on the right side. Nicholas Greenwood with it. Gets the ball on the right side to Joshua Towner. Towner gets it in underneath. Layup, good by Daniel Eilert. Eilert with 8. Grimmett brings it across the timeline. Ball goes to the left side to Bailey. Bailey in the corner to Risner. Risner gets it up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker over to Grimmett. Grimmett left side to Risner. Risner back to Shoemaker. Right side Bailey. Bailey to Grimmett in the corner. Man-to-man defense being put on. Now Shoemaker free throw line jumper is up. No good. Rebound to St. John's. Here they come. Jumper from the left side is up and no good. Rebounded by Shoemaker. Shoemaker thought about launching a pass down to Grimmett, but thought wisely. Grimmett now drives baseline, gets a shot up off the glass. Good. Landon Grimmett with 5. And the lead's back up to 10. Now the ball goes. They get the ball to Bates. Bates gives it over left side to Greenwood. Greenwood down in the corner to Towner. Towner gets it in underneath. Shot is up. No good by Eilert. Rebound. Here comes Lebo. Length of the court pass to Grimmett. Layup. No good. And Grimmett gets up off the ground. The ball goes to the right side. Jumper is up and no good by St. John's. Risner with the rebound. I get a little worried when Landon goes down. He is my great nephew, Landon Griffin. Three-pointer! Good! He's healthy from three. The largest lead of the night now for Lebo. Lebo leading 37-24. A bunch of substitutes coming in for St. John's. Back in the game. Horenick, along with Nicholas Horenick, Jacob Wrinkler, and Tyson Gates. back in the game. Tyson Gates gets it across the timeline. Now gets the ball to the left side to Wrinkler. Wrinkler really is the one that kept him in the game in the first half. The ball goes to the right side to Bates. Bates gives it down to Horenick. Horenick gets it in underneath. Layup by Eilert. No good. Eilert gets the rebound. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer. Good. By Nicholas Horenick. He's got five and a timeout called by Beloit St. John's. We'll take a timeout too. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is Lebo 37. Beloit St. John's 27. You're listening to, we'll be back up to this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Mix 104.9.
Dominic Risner takes a baseline. Now he gives it to Landon Grimmett for three. No good. Rebounded by Shoemaker. Put back up. Good! Grayson Shoemaker now with 20 points on the night and extends the lead back to 12, 39-27, but a three-pointer by Nicholas Horenick cuts the lead to 9. Back-to-back three-pointers by Nicholas Horenick cuts the lead to 39-30. Grimmett with it up top. Goes left side to Bailey. Bailey up to Risner. Risner back to Bailey. Bailey off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker. Free throw line, gives it off to Risner for three. No good. Rebound to Horenick for Beloit St. John's. Left side, three-pointer. No good. Rebound, it goes long. St. John's with another three by Horenick. No good. Rebound this time by Zach Oswald. Oswald, a rebounding machine. 39-30. Lebo with the lead and the ball. They get the ball to Grayson Shoemaker inside. Shots up, no good. Rebounded to Beloit St. John's. Here comes Gates with it. Gates tries to get underneath. Ball stolen by Risner. Risner with the length of the court pass to Grimmett. Grimmett inside, layup, no good. He had to make a move to get around the defender there, but just couldn't get it in. But an opportunity that Lebo could have had to go back up, double the figures. Horenick gives the ball to the right side to Gates. Gates gets it in underneath. Going to be a foul called on Zach Oswald. Zach Oswald pleading his case. Not going to work. That's the second foul on Zach Oswald. Luke Davies now back in the game. Replacing Oswald. The ball goes in the corner. Horenick for three. No good. Rebound. Risner. Risner gets it out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker on the left side. Dishes it off to Grimmett. Grimmett. Shot it. Good. Landon Grimmett with seven here in the quarter. And baseline jumper. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Lebo. 41-30. Lebo with the lead. 2:46 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass comes in, that goes in the right side. They get it in to Wrinkler. Wrinkler up top to Bates. Bates gets it back in to Eilert. Eilert shot up good. Daniel Eilert now with 10. Cuts the lead to 9, 41-32. Landon Grimmett, right side. Baseline, shot is up off the glass, good. Grimmett with 9 here in the third quarter and 12 for the game. Puts the lead back up to 11. Left side goes to Gates. Gates gets it in the corner. Now they get it. Eilert gets it back up top to Hranek. Launches a three. Blocked by Shoemaker. Shoemaker on the break. Loses control of it. But he's going to be fouled on the shot. He actually lost control of it and then got fouled. But what a block by Grayson Shoemaker. That's his second block of the game. Shoemaker at the free throw line. Is up and it is good. Shoemaker with 21. That was the third foul. Luke Bates already has 3. That foul was on Winkler. Second free throw's up, no good. Now, Lebo with the 12-point lead. They get the ball up to Tyson Gates at top for St. John's. The Blue Jays now they try to get the ball to the right side. They do to Hranek. Hranek gets inside, dishes it off left side. Three-pointers up and no good by Tyson Gates. And here comes Lebo with the basketball and the 12-point lead. Shoemaker drives down left side. Layup, no good, but he's fouled. They cannot stop Grayson Shoemaker on the drive at all. He's got such a quick first step. And looks like we're going to get a timeout. Timeout called by St. John's. We'll keep it right here. That was the third foul on Jacob Winkler. Winkler kept them in the game with 9 points in the second quarter. But Lebo now with a 44-32 lead. Here, don't forget, they'll take on the winner of this game will take on Axtell in tomorrow's 8 o'clock game. Of course, we'll have the Lebo girls at 6 o'clock against Buckland. Yeah. Oh, actually, they have Landon Grimmett with 9 points, Grayson Shoemaker with 21, 7 for Zach Oswald, and 4 for Austin Bailey. Free throw is up and no good. Oh, they don't have him down with the three-pointer. Now second by Grayson Shoemaker's up and good. Grayson's weakness tonight has been at the free throw line. He now has 22 on the night. And that's the largest lead of the night at 13, 45, 32. Ball gets inside. Ball stolen away by Shoemaker. Ball goes left side, Davies. Davies takes it to the basket. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Jacob Winkler for St. John's. They get the ball down the court to Eilert. Eilert blocked by Grimmett. Grimmett runs it down in the corner. Now they're trying to put the press on. The ball length of the court pass goes to Shoemaker. Shoemaker drives in. Shot up. Good. Lebo has been so aggressive tonight. And they're at their largest lead of 15. 47-32, 45 seconds to go, layup at the other end, no good, rebounded by Oswald, Oswald out to Grimmett, Grimmett across the timeline, Grimmett takes it to the basket, shots up, no good, and coach wanted him to slow it down, but Landon saw a breaking opportunity and decided to take it, and now St. John's throws the ball away. Now I think coach is going to say, calm down. Calm down, young man. And now here comes Luke Davies, gets it across the timeline to Grimmett. Now Oswald goes baseline, shots up no good. Rebound this time by St. John's. And here they come on the break. Winkler has it, gives it up. Now they go left side to Daniel Eilert. Eilert gets it. Dishes it back out. Jumper from the free throw line. Good. By Luke Bates. And now that does it for the first, for the third quarter. After three, it is Levo 47, Deloitte St. John's 34. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Levo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9 FM.
Levo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee Counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most, proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Mix 104.9.
Beloit St. John's Stittson has the ball to start off the third quarter. They get the ball to the right side. There's Coven Schroeder. Schroeder being guarded by Grimmett. Schroeder goes to the left side to Horenick. Horenick has the ball stolen by Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker layup. Good. Shoemaker now with 26 on the night. Ball goes to the left side to Bates. Bates gets it in underneath Eilert. Eilert layup. Good. Daniel Eilert leads the Blue Jays with 12 now. Grayson Shoemaker on the left side. Now we're going to get a double, we're going to get a carry on Grayson Shoemaker. They have been calling that here at this tournament. They have been calling it an awful lot. Now here comes the Blue Jays. They get the ball left side. It's Gates. Gates for three. No good. Rebounded by Luke Davies. Lebo has been dominant on the rebounds. They're about rebounding them now. 31-22. Now Grimmett gets the ball to the right side to Davies. Davies gets it in underneath to Oswald. Oswald back out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets in the paint. Shot is up. Good. Grayson Shoemaker has been automatic tonight with 28. Wow, what a performance we're seeing tonight from Grayson Shoemaker. Now they get the ball in to Jacob Winkler. Winkler gives it off. Now the Eilert has it, but the ball stolen away by Oswald. Oswald out to Grimmett. Coach Becker says, Landon, you cannot go one on three. Gives it back out to Bailey. Bailey, the now they get it left side to Davies. Davies goes baseline. Picks up his dribble. Gets it back out to Bailey. Bailey the left side to Davies in the corner. Back up to Bailey. Right side to Shoemaker. Now to Grimmett on the right wing. Inside ball goes to Oswald, but the ball knocked away. And here comes St. John's with it. Trailing by 15. They get the ball in. Ball stolen by Bailey. Bailey gives it off to Grimmett. Two on one break. Grimmett, Shoemaker. Now they have to back it back out. Davies has it. Gives it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Davies in the corner. Back up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker long two. Good. Oh, man. Grayson Shoemaker with 30. And it's a 17-point lead for the Wolves, the largest lead of the night. Ball goes left side. Eilert. Eilert gets in the paint. Shot is up and good. If they're going to see if they're going to count it, but I think they're going to say the ball it was on the floor. Zach Oswald, they're going to say it was on the floor. That is the third personal on Zach Oswald. Back in the game, Luke. Back in the game is Edward Horenick for the Blue Jays. Inbounds pass comes in underneath. Ball knocked away. Loose ball. It's going to be picked up by Grayson Shoemaker, but then he threw it behind Austin Bailey, but he was fouled. ...53-36, Lebo with the lead. Foul is on Coven Schroeder, his fourth. So Dominic Risner with it. Brings the ball to the right side. Gives the ball to Austin Bailey. Bailey underneath the Shoemaker. Shoemaker right side. Layup. Good. By Zach Oswald. Oswald now with nine. Ball goes to the left side to Rennick. And the largest lead of the night for the Wolves. It's 19. Ball goes to the right side. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Oswald gives it up to Risner. Risner across the timeline. Ball right side to Shoemaker. Shoemaker goes baseline. He's going to be an offensive foul on Grayson Shoemaker. Yeah, he lowered his shoulder. He did. That might be the only mistake Grayson Shoemaker has had tonight. That's his third. Daniel Eilert back in the game for the Blue Jays. Now, Horenick gets it across the timeline. The ball goes to the left side. Now they get it in the corner. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound two. Oh, it's going to be off Dominic Risner. Luke Davies checking back in the game, replacing Austin Bailey. Austin with 4 points on the night, but having a great night rebounding. Inbounds pass comes in. The ball stolen by Davies. Davies on the break. Davies takes it to the glass. Layup no good. Rebounded by St. John's. Here they come. Ball left side. Shots up and no good, but a foul. We're going to get Zach Oswald with the body. Much to the chagrin of the Lebo section. Foul number four on Zach Oswald at the free throw line. It's Luke Bates. Bates free throws up and no good. Austin Bailey back in replacing Zach Oswald. Lebo with their largest lead of the night at 19. Second shot's up and good. Luke Bates now with four. Grimmett beats the press, gives ball left side to Risner. Dominic Risner's put giving some good minutes off the bench tonight. Now Davies has it, gives it back up to Dominic. Dominic off the land of Grimmett. Shoemaker with it, gives the ball up to Risner. Risner gets inside, dishes it off to Bailey. Bailey shots up no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on Daniel Eilert, his first personal. At the line to shoot two, it's Austin Bailey. Bailey's free throw is up and no good. Lebo tonight from the free throw line, 5 of 8 from the line. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded to the Blue Jays. Getting it across the timeline. Now they get the ball to Horenick. Horenick picks up the dribble. Gives it, tries to get in underneath the Eilert. Ball stolen away by Davies. Davies down to Bailey. Bailey to Grimmett. Grimmett back to Davies. Davies gets it across the timeline. Right side to Grimmett. Grimmett now goes in the right corner to Bailey. Bailey back up to Grimmett. Grimmett right side. Picks up the dribble. Having some trouble with it. Has to get the ball to Bailey. Bailey left side. We're going to get a foul. We're going to send Austin Bailey to the free throw line. Foul is on Daniel Eilert, his second. So Daniel, Austin Bailey at the free throw line. It's up and good. Austin now 1 of 3 at the line tonight. He's got 5 points. Checking in for the Wolves. Replacing Luke Davies. is Scott Smith, the 5'8 senior, in his first action of the night. Second free throw by Bailey is up and no good. Rebounded by Beloit St. John's. Horenick gets inside, the shot is up and good. Nicholas Horenick. And we'll get a timeout called by St. John's. 2:58 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Lebo 56, St. John's 39. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo playoff action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties, and Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Mix 104.9.
Grimmett gets it across the timeline. Sets up the offense, gets ball left side to Smith, back up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets inside, has the ball knocked away. Grimmett comes up with it, gives it to Oswald. Oswald back out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, right side, Grimmett for three. Good! Landon Grimmett with 15 and the 20-point lead for the Wolves. Looks like it's going to be a doubleheader tomorrow night here in Great Bend. And the ball goes out of bounds to the Wolves. The Wolves, the sixth seed. But one thing what I heard Coach Lance Bergman talk about was the Lyon County League and their toughness and the strength of schedule that Lebo had played. And that is showing true here tonight. Davies gets the ball to Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Grimmett. Grimmett's going to be fouled by Nicholas Horenick. That is his first. At the line to shoot. This is the 18th foul. Line shooting 1-1 will be Landon Grimmett. Grimmett 1-2 tonight from the free throw line. Grimmett's free throw good. Grimmett with 16. Grimmett's second free throw. Good. 61-39. 17-point lead for the Wolves. Three-pointer in the corner is up and no good. Rebounded by Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it to Grimmett. Grimmett across the timeline. The defensive rebounding tonight has been fantastic. We're going to get a foul out front. They're going to foul Grimmett. The defensive rebounding tonight. 27 defensive rebounds. They've out-rebounded them 32-26. But mainly 27 defensive rebounds. Landon Grimmett at the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Free throw's up, good. Probably not the one you want to foul. As he's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line with 18. Second attempt, good. Grimmett with 19 for the game. And it's a 24-point lead for the Wolves. Three-pointers up and no good. Rebound put back up, blocked by Grayson Shoemaker from behind, but they're going to say a foul. As Tyson Gates tried to get the three-pointer, couldn't get it to go, but he followed it up to get the rebound and got fouled by Shoemaker. Free throws up and good. The Tyson Gates now with three. Second one is up and good. He's got four on the night. Pressure being put on in backcourt. And that's one thing that Lebo just attacked the pressure from the very beginning. They were well prepared for this pressure. And now they're going to foul Grimmond out there again. What a night for the Wolves. They want to bottle this up and get ready for Axtell tomorrow night. Axtell's a different animal. Axtell will like to put the pressure on him too. Free throws up and good. Grimmett with 20. 21. And yep, the Wolf Nation will be here in force tomorrow. Now they get the ball inside, dish it off left corner. Three-pointer is up and no good by Eilert. Rebounded by Austin Bailey. Bailey had the ball stolen by Eilert. Layup good. Good effort there at the time by Daniel Eilert. Now they get the ball to Grimmett. Grimmett to Bailey. Bailey down the court to Smith. Smith takes it into the basket. Scott Smith, layup good. The senior gets the points on the board. And it's a 24-point lead again for the Wolves. Ball goes inside to Eilert. Eilert. Spin move. Shot is up. Good. Eilert has had a heroic effort tonight. It's with 16 for the Blue Jays. But it's not going to be enough. And now we're going to get some substitutes in the game for Lebo. We'll keep it right here. That's the only timeout Coach Becker's had to call tonight. That's how good things have been going. Looks like they're going to be bringing in Samuel Heisenclever along with Tegan Kelly, Caleb Durst, with 53 seconds to go here in the ballgame. The Lebo Wolves, it's a celebratory sideline over there. I mean, celebratory Lebo section. Also in the game is Braden Hopkins and Caleb Durst. Inbounds pass comes in to Durst. Durst out there in the corner, and now he's being double-teamed. Gets the ball. They're going to say he throws the ball away with 46 seconds to go. Substitutes coming back in the game. Joshua Turner along with Nicholas Greenwood for the Blue Jays. It'll be the Wolves versus Axtell tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Now the ball gets in and underneath. Ball stolen away, coming up with the steal. And then a turnover all the same time. The shot is up by Eilert. No good. Rebounded by Durst. Durst is going to have the ball knocked away from him. Yeah, Braden Hopkins was battling in there for that rebound. And now some substitutes replacing the seniors for Beloit St. John's Tipton. The Blue Jays will fall to now this. A lot of hugs over there on the Beloit Blue Jays sideline. They're going to fall to 18-6 while Lebo's going to improve to 17-7. They get it across the timeline. Now they get the ball to Durst. Durst going to get called for Pommy. By the way, they've been calling that all night, so that's just not the penalty there by Durst. We hope to have Coach Dennis Becker up here to talk at just after the game. I hope they remind him. I reminded him before the game. The inbounds pass, they get it across the timeline. Now inside, dishes it off the right side. 1 second to go. The final score here tonight in Great Bend, the Lebo Wolves, 67. the Beloit St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, 45. Wow. And the Wolves will advance to tomorrow night's semifinal game, where they'll take on Axtell at 8 o'clock. Back here at Barton County Community College Gymnasium, as the Wolves come away with a 67-45 victory tonight over the Beloit St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company post-game show on Mix 104.9.
It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Mix 104.9.
Back here at Barton Community College, here the final score, it is 67-45. And the Lebo Wolves, it's going to be a Lebo doubleheader tomorrow night. You'll be able to catch them both on Mix 104.9. Waiting on some stats, and hopefully Coach Becker will be here in just a minute. But what a game tonight. Lebo jumped out 11-10 at the end of one, then 27-21 after two, and then they outscored them 20-13 in the third quarter to take a third quarter 47-34 lead, and then kept it going by scoring 20 points. They scored 40 points in the second half. And just a great performance tonight by the Lebo Wolves. We're hoping to get Coach Becker up here. I'm waving at him, but I don't think he can see me from here. Actually, the newspaper guy's got him, so let's give you a rundown of the statistics. Here, the statistics brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Well, for Beloit St. John's, in the season with a record of 18-6, they were led by Daniel Eilert with 16, 10 points from Edward Horenick, 9 points from Jacob Winkler, 4 points each from Tyson Gates and Luke Bates, and 2 points from Coven Schroeder. They were 18-58 from the field. They were 3-24 on the night from three-point range. They were 6-10 at the free throw line. They pulled down 27 rebounds, 10 offensive and 17 defensive rebounds. They had 6 assists, but they committed 15 turnovers for the game, and that evened out. I mean, that exploded on them in the second half. They also had 2 block shots and 6 steals. For the Lebo Wolves, they were led by Grayson Shoemaker with 30 tonight. 30. He was 13-16 from the field, 1-1 from 3-point range, and 3-5 at the free throw line. He also pulled down 8 rebounds. So 30 points, 8 rebounds for Grayson Shoemaker, along with 4 assists and 4 steals. That kid played one of the great games, I'm sure, in Lebo Wolves history. They also got Landon Grimmett with 18 points. Landon was 5-12 from the field, one for four from three-point range, and a real nice 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Landon also had 4 assists and 1 block shot. Zach Oswald, 9 points, but 10 rebounds tonight. 3 offensive and 7 defensive rebounds. Austin Bailey was a machine rebounding the ball. Was 6 defensive rebounds for Austin Bailey. Austin Bailey, by the way, had 5 points. He pulled down 6 offensive, 6 defensive rebounds. He had 1 assist tonight for Austin Bailey. And also getting in the scorebook, Luke Davies with 2 points. But also, no, Luke Davies did not score at all tonight, but he had 2 rebounds. But Luke Davies was generally the guy that they got to break the press. And Luke did a great job of handling the pressure defense. They also got 2 points from Scott Smith. Lebo shot 26 of 45 from the field, 3 for 6 from three-point line, and 12 of 18 at the free throw line while they pulled down 35 rebounds. They out-rebounded them 35 to 27. So the Lebo Wolves will advance to tomorrow's semifinal game with a 67 to 45 victory over the Beloit St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, then be once again the stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. We hope to get Coach Becker on, but we understand if he's out down there with the fans and being interviewed by some other people right now. But we'll be back after this 3-minute timeout to look forward to tomorrow and hopefully get Coach Becker on the radio.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most. Proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Mix 104.9.
67-45 victory tonight for the Lebo Wolves. And with me is head coach Dennis Becker. And coach, what was the keys for tonight?
The keys were defense. You know, that's been our key all night. And I told the guys, nothing changes. We have to play through defense. We don't know if the ball's going to go in the hoop. But we have to guard and give ourselves a chance until our offense can come along. And then also to limit them. They're a great offensive rebounding team, and we knew that we had to limit them to single chances on their end, you know, and the guys bought in tremendously.
Yeah, rebounding them 35-27. That's impressive.
That was an impressive effort. Zach Oswald, 10, you know, he's just been tearing up the boards lately, just tearing them up. Substate, he had a double-double with 14 boards, and the kid just tracks the ball so much better, and he's got a nose for it.
And Grayson tonight, what do you say about Grayson?
Grayson was just on a whole nother level. I mean, you know, I told the guys when we got here, I said, we're not settling for a one and done. We're not settling for playing the playing game and going home. And he bought into that, and he took it to heart. And you know, that first quarter, he was struggling a little bit. And I told him, I looked at him, and I said, you know, they were face guarding Landon at that time, and I said they can't guard you, can they? And he shook his head no, and from then on, he just went to town, just went to town.
And Landon came through in the second half. Landon was a little not doing so well in the first half, but second half, boom.
Right, Landon can take some time. You know, he can take some time, some shots to find his rhythm, and that's where Grayson really excels. Is Grayson buys him that time, and keeps our offense rolling and keeps our momentum going. You know, and gives Landon that chance to get going at his own pace. He doesn't have to force it.
And I thought Luke Davies had a good game of controlling things, like when they were trying to get the press going in the first half against you. Luke did a nice job of getting the ball and being steady. Even though he didn't score any points, he was did a good job of doing some of those little things.
He did, and Luke's been our glue guy this entire year. You know, we put him on the best guy. He guards, he defends their best player. And the same way there, you know, he does those little things. They're going to face guard Landon. That's fine. Luke will bring the ball up, or Luke will throw it into the middle. You know, and it's a no question asked kind of guy, and I tell him what needs done, and he says, "Coach, put me in, and I'll do it." And that's the mentality he just plays the game with.
And what do you think of tomorrow night's playing Axtell?
Yeah, you know, it's another tough team. You know, we watched them here before, and I've seen them a little bit on film, and you know, they present a tough matchup with some of those guys. You know, Isaac Detweiler controls that offense, and is so quick and can play so fast, but then they got guys around him. You can't just focus on one guy. They got guys to surround him, and they play a pretty even game 1-5.
Well, coach, it's gonna be a fun one tomorrow night.
It is. It's gonna be a fun one. I can't wait. Let's get the guys rested and come back and do it again.
Hey, congratulations, coach, on the victory tonight.
Thank you, Ken.
Oh. And, yeah, we'll be back here tomorrow night, of course, because we'll run down here tomorrow's schedule as the Lebo Wolves come away with the impressive 67-45 victory tonight over Beloit St. John's Tipton. Tomorrow on Country 101.7 at 4 o'clock will be Opie from the 1A Division 1 championship, where they'll take on Wichita Classical at that'll be at 4 o'clock, and that'll be on Country 101.7 with Michael Deeker. And then I'll be back here tomorrow night for a doubleheader as the Lebo Lady Wolves take on Buckland at 6 o'clock, followed by the Lebo Wolves against Axtell at 8 o'clock. You'll be able to catch all those games on Mix 104.9. I'd like to thank you folks for listening. I'd like to thank our sponsors. I'd like to thank Daniel back at the station doing a great job tonight. And it's just been a great two nights so far here in Great Bend for the Lebo Wolves. The final score here tonight, Lebo 67, Beloit St. John's 45. Have a great evening, everybody, on Mix 104.9 FM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
This has been the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. For residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. Lebo High School basketball from the 1A Division II state tournament in Great Bend has been brought to you by Mills Tire, Rich Door Company, Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group, Radcliffe Propane, Hostess Brands, Plumbing by Spelman, USD 243 Lebo Waverly, Grimmett Concrete Construction, Lebo Booster Club, Van Arsdale Funeral Home, The Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash, Moon Title and Escrow, GR Roofing, Dr.